Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. And I think you kind of captured the way I feel, a little bit smart, a little disappointed. I will say that to all my Twitter people that, you know, wanted to let me know what happened last night, of course, I saw everything that happened, and I know what was going on. And I told you, Matt, he practices running into people.
Yep.
And last night, his hit against
Jay. Clean hit.
100% clean.
Clean hit.
And by the way, he got hit about 20 seconds earlier, and then he came back and laid out Jacob Trouba. And, you know, of course, as a Ranger fan, I hate to see that. He's one of our best players. He's been playing great, and he got drilled. And, you know, that's playoff hockey, and the Rangers found out last night that the Islanders are not the Devils. And then the Islanders found out last night that the Rangers are not the Bruins. So it was an ugly, ugly game from a Ranger standpoint, no question about it. I did not go to the game. Because then, you know, not only did I not go to the game because I didn't want Sidney to be mad at me, I didn't want to sit through this slop last night watching it.
Sure.
And it was the Islanders' best game probably in their last four games, and certainly they needed it. They wanted it more than the Rangers did last night, and it was a clean hit. It was a clean hit. There's no question about that, and I feel bad for Jacob Trouba because I don't want to lose a guy who's playing as good as he's playing and really is a guy that can play playoff hockey because that's what last night was. And again, it goes to show you that, you know, if your top guys are not going to go to the areas in which they have to go to score goals, and they had opportunities last night. Semyon Varlamov was really good. You know, you're not going to win in a physical battle. This reminded me of last year at the end of the bubble for the Rangers when they lost three straight and they got knocked out by Carolina. It's the same kind of physical abuse. When you play the Devils, who are a glorified AHL team right now, they know that. We know that. Their fans know that. Even though they stormed back again last night, you know, you're going to win those games because they just don't have, you know, the veteran presence that the Islanders have. And the Islanders in their defensive zone last night were all over the Rangers. There was very little space. So it was a very disappointing loss. It's very unlikely that the Rangers are going to make the playoffs under this current format. They probably would have made it under a normal format with normal divisions and normal play, but they have just been out-physicaled by the Islanders. They've been out-physicaled by the Bruins. They've been out-physicaled by the Pittsburgh Penguins. You know, they kind of play well against the east-to-west, you know, Capitals. But it was obvious last night that the Rangers have a long way to go. They have a lot of young talent, and that young talent's got to learn how to play NHL-style hockey, especially when it comes to close-checking games. As far as the Knicks were concerned, going back and forth with them, the fact that they held the Charlotte Hornets to 31 points in the second half is key because it is about defense. And, you know, you talk about the Islanders scoring last night. They hadn't been scoring at all. But now look at the way that they played defense inside their own blue line. It's the way the Knicks played defense last night in the second half. Yeah, and R.J. Barrett got hot in the second half, and they found on the ball. And even when Julius Randle doesn't have his best game, the beauty of it is that they are getting contributions from a lot of different people. And Emmanuel Quickley in the first half was one that kind of kept them a little bit in the game because he actually had a solid game. And you can't say enough about, again, Taj Gibson. You can't say enough about Nerlens Noel. All these guys playing their roles, and they're winning. And that's the great thing. They are now 32-27, and they are rising, and they are getting better as the season goes on. I still look at these next few games. They got to win these next few games at home because their finishing West Coast trip is not going to be easy.
Yeah, and I think that of all the things this year, Thibodeau being potential coach of the year, Julius Randle's emergence, all these great things that have gone on with the Knicks, Emmanuel quickly, and he was very good last night. I think that the thing that is the most surprising and probably the biggest point of positivity for them is that R.J. Barrett can shoot, because I didn't think he was going to be able to shoot. His rookie season, I was like, this guy, you drafted a shooting guard, number three overall in the draft, who can't shoot. And generally, guys don't go from the bad year that they had last year shooting to this. But he figured it out. He worked his ass off, and now he is someone that, you know, when he's got some space, he's going to drill that three. And he's gotten better as the year has gone on. I mean, that to me, if you take, and there's so many great things about this season, but if you take one thing from this year, it's R.J. Barrett's improvement shooting. And you got another one at the Garden tonight against the Hawks. And this is a team that you want to beat. You want to get up to that four seed. That four seed would be just amazing to be able to accomplish that. I had seven in a row. I mean, it's just remarkable. It doesn't even feel real.
No, it's actually great. And they deserve all the credit. And again, I go back to, you know, they add Derrick Rose, who has a solid game again last night. Just a solid game and a presence out there. There, he's probably, you know, he's obviously not playing the way he played when he was younger and he was an MVP of the league. But what he's playing is just, he's playing like really smart, unselfish basketball. Like, his game has changed.
You think they can get some more people in there for the playoffs? Is that possible? I mean, you know how the whole Governor Bills thing, remember it was like all the pressure was on him to get people in the building for the Bills playoff game,
yeah.
And that was like the first time that he allowed fans in the building.
Well, he had to.
He had to.
Yeah.
Well, what about now here with the postseason?
We're going to kill everybody's business, but we're going to let people go to games.
Well,
And I'm going to write a $4 million book.
Yeah, no, I know. I didn't want to get you going. I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't want to get you going. I was just thinking.
I hope they allow more
museums, zoos, 50% capacity. That stuff is starting to happen. So why not Knicks playoffs? Get some more fans in there. What do you think?
Well, especially if they're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And they have their proof of vaccination. Get vaccinated. That's really the key to all of this stuff, I believe anyway. But I hope they do. I hope they do. And this team deserves it. There's no question about it. The team is basically out. Kicked all of the expectations that anybody could have had for them. And then last night, the second half was really impressive. I mean, 31 points to an NBA team in two quarters of a game.
Well, I mean, just think about, so tonight, what the Garden would be if it was a full house.
Now, they got to come out, you know, and they maybe, I don't know if they'll be flat tonight. I don't know.
Flat?
Back-to-back.
I mean, playing a team that's ahead of them, and it could be in a four seed by the end of the night. No, don't flat me.
Back-to-backs. When was Atlanta's last game? Was it two nights ago?
The Atlanta Hawks. The last time they played was on... Yeah, it was yesterday. It was last night.
Oh, so they played last night, too. So back-to-back. Yep. All right, so right. Let's go. And they're the ones that are traveling.
That's right.
All right, so let's go take care of business tonight.
Yeah.
And you know, and every time we've said this, they've done that.
Every time you've presented that must-win situation or
right. Let's
go, show us, big game, they seem to. The last time you called for it was against the Mavericks.
On a Friday night.
On a Friday night, yes, they did it.
Exactly. So you look at their schedule and everything else, man. I hope... They just have to take care of business at home. And just assume that they go 500 on the road when they go out west. I don't know. Maybe they'll do better than that the way that they're playing. But take care of business at home and kind of feed off of what you're doing right now and the success that you're having. But again, remember, it all starts with defense in the NBA. Starts with, you know, stopping them from hitting threes and having open threes. And then, of course, when Julius Randle's having a great night, then you don't really have to worry too much about the offense. But when he's having a little bit of an off-night shooting, he still gets 10 rebounds. So he still has a double-double, but it's 16 and 10 as opposed to 35 and 10. Now, all of a sudden, somebody else has to take over, and that's been kind of like the moniker of this team, which has been good. And on the other side of the river, you know, Brooklyn still wins last night, but now they find out that Harden's going to be out for even a longer time, and they're not sure when he's coming back.
Back to square one was the phrase that was used, and that sounds terrible.
But they still won.
Yeah, I know, and Kyrie was great. I mean, he was mean, you watched him last night and you said, I mean, the thought I was thinking was if you could have one of those guys, I'd still probably say Durant. But Kyrie was so good last night, I almost thought, like, if you only have one of them, yeah, he Harden, might be the guy.
Harden has had those games, too.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean, not in the postseason.
To me, more Kyrie and Harden have had those games than Durant. Durant hasn't been around long enough to be able to have one of those games.
I've seen Durant be great and win finals MVPs. You know, I've seen Kyrie hit a huge shot in a Game 7 of an NBA Finals. I've seen James Harden just puke all over himself in a postseason.
Yeah, but didn't James Harden basically change his game when he came here?
Well,
if they needed him to score, he scored. If they needed him to facilitate,
I mean, he did everything in Houston too. I mean, it's just
not the way that he had a change when he got here when guys were healthy. Now it's a totally different story when he's out there by himself.
Well, yeah, that's right.
It's kind of like Kyrie was out there by himself last night.
Yeah, I mean, this was the first time yesterday that I think that anybody who's been paying attention to the Nets said, "Uh-oh, this could be an issue now," because all the whole framework in which we were talking about the Nets was that we're going to get to the playoffs, they're going to be fine, and they're going to go at least to the finals and then face off against the Lakers. But now with this Harden news, and you see Kevin Durant obviously out of the game with the thigh contusion, it's the first time that you're saying, maybe this really isn't going to happen. Maybe it's just one thing after another, and it's not going to happen for them.
What are we about, four weeks from the playoffs?
You know these soft tissue injuries. You know all about them.
We're about 4 weeks from the playoffs, right?
Sure.
4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, I'd have to do the exact math. Let's see. So the season ends.
And it sounds like it's a strain, so.
But he's back to square one.
Damn, it's a strain.
So the Knicks last game.
It's not a tear. It's a strain. At least that's what they're saying. They're saying a strain, right?
Well, I guess they didn't say tear, no.
Right, yeah, so strain.
But he's been out for how long now, and now he's all the way back to square one.
Does
so
really
when was the last game that he played? When was the last game that he played? James Harden.
He's missed 7 games, I believe. And he's probably going to miss the next 7.
Okay, so if he – well, at least the next 7. So the last game that he played was – when he went out was April 5th. So that's a while now. So now you take April 5th, what's today, the 21st? So what are we talking about?
16 days.
16 days. Right. So you're tacking on at least another 16 days. Can you do that math in your head?
Yeah.
How many days
32.
In April? 30?
32 days total.
All right, so then we're at least where? May. May 1st, 2nd, somewhere
probably,
in there?
Probably that week. Maybe he comes back, maybe he doesn't.
Okay. But out and definitely back to square one doesn't sound pretty good.
You know what? Watch them all come back for the playoffs, all have fresh legs, and just want everybody
still,
out of the
You're
building.
Going fresh legs still with this.
Yes, I am.
You're seeing these two guys, contusion, hamstring. They come back. They get hurt again.
And they still win.
I know they still win, but we're talking about
and by the way, did
the Pelicans team that's terrible.
Yeah, but did Stan Van Gundy go off again last night?
I don't know. I'm sure Jerry will have it if he did. But I don't know. I did not hear any post-game Van Gundy.
All right, so then we have two baseball teams that played last night. Yankees finally get a win, and it was not pretty. And Mike Ford has to take a walk to force in DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah,
there's
a wild pitch.
You know, both Frazier and Gleyber Torres had the game on their bats, as did Gary Sanchez, and neither one came through. You know, Frazier pops up to second base. Gleyber Torres, short fly ball to center field. And then Gary Sanchez, nothing. I mean, again, the problem still persists, but at least the Yankees tried to do something about it. You know, they sat down Hicks and they were going to send him down and reset him like I told you they were going to do.
You were all over that? You nailed it.
And then, of course, they were going to bring Mike Ford up and they were going to move DJ LeMahieu back to second base. So all of that stuff happened.
It did, and they automatically are better defensively with Mike Ford over there at first base, which is a good thing. But, yeah, they could have broken the game open. They didn't. You don't want to get on them too much because they did win the game. I mean, the only big hits come from Gio Urshela. He's the only guy capable of getting a big hit.
You know what's amazing is that they go back to Brett Gardner, Mike Tauchman, and Mike Ford. That's who they went back to try to get something going.
Sure.
Because they had magic once before.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can recreate the magic.
Yep. And it's just the breaking ball outer half to a righty that gets the Yankees out every time. Whether it's Giancarlo Stanton, it's Kleber Torres, it's Aaron Judge. You get 2 strikes on these guys, breaking ball outer half of the plate. They flail at it. They strike out. They pop up weakly. They roll over a ground ball. I mean, it is even though they won last night, It's just it's frustrating as hell that these guys can't hit.
I think Paul Neal said it last night. He was talking about how they're just taking the wrong pitches down the middle and they're swinging at the wrong pitches because they're guessing.
Yeah.
No, and he's taking it from, you know, and I'll take his word for it because he was a great player, but you know, he tries to explain that the guy in the batter's box is expecting a certain pitch and you could see him double clutch or just not swing. You know, oh, he was expecting a curveball. He was expecting a slider. Here comes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, and he's looking at it. I mean, and that's basically what it seems like is a big part of what's going on for the Yankees' lack of offense from especially their, like, five big guys in their lineup.
Sure. And Mets' lack of offense last night, too. Annoying.
Well, I thought the umpire in the Met game last night was awful.
Yeah, I mean,
well. Arrieta was – I know Walker got thrown out.
Yeah, he did.
But
after he was taken out.
Yeah, I know. He was yelling, barking on his way off the field.
Yeah.
But even Arrieta was a little ticked off last night.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back and you look at the box, you know, a lot of those pitches that Taijuan Walker wanted when he's walking the ballpark and walking a run in, you know, they were outside of the box, if you want to say that the box is the be-all, end-all. But it just felt like they were so close and he wasn't getting any of the calls.
Well, Arrieta was actually hitting the box and having balls called. So, I mean, that was a really tight strike zone last night.
And Lindor has an opportunity to be a hero. Bases loaded, two outs against Kimbrel in the top of the ninth. First pitch, grounded to first, game over. So that was one of those moments that when you think about his contract, you think about who he is, you think about superstar, you at least want a little bit of a better at-bat than that. But there's still a couple games over 500. This is not a day to go hammer time. We're right. Not going hammer time on the Mets. We're not going hammer time on Lindor.
We'll go hammer time on the Rangers.
Yeah, the hammer time on the Rangers all day long.
They got hammered last night.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. And you probably did as well after watching that game, I would imagine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry? Good morning.
Good morning. We're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And right now, nobody's beating your New York Knickerbockers. And we're also watching R.J. Barrett turn into a star right in front of our eyes.
Cross court to Barrett. Tries a three from the corner. That's good. Back-to-back threes from R.J. Barrett. And the Knicks regain the lead.
Right in front of the Hornets bench was Barrett.
So this is not me looking at this through Knicks colored glasses, right? You're also seeing this, that this guy is actually a legitimate player. I'm glad you said that, Jerry.
Greg, I never understood the take that he was a bust so quick when he was 19 years old.
Well, it wasn't about him. It was about these other guys. It was about the Knicks and how they missed on a lot of draft picks. And then when he wasn't great out of the box, and then you also had John Morant and Zion Williamson, who were... It just took on a life of its own, and it wasn't his fault.
I just think when we're drafting kids 19, 20 years old, to give them a year or two, some guys it takes a few years, and this kid hasn't taken that long.
How long has it taken Julius Randle?
to get to this point.
Yeah. I mean, it's taken him a while to get here. What, five or six years?
5 or 6 years, yeah.
I mean, so
and
now
he's still only 26.
Right, and he's finally arrived where he understands what the NBA game is, and his game has reflected that. And he's been a great example for RJ. He's been a great example for Quickly and all those guys. And the same thing can be said for Nerlens Noel and how long he's been around, and Taj Gibson, how long he's been around. Look, they're not winning a championship. But you know what? They deserve all the credit in the world for giving us what I think is about as unexpected season as we have had around here from one of these teams.
They're taking steps, that's for sure. They win 109-97 over the Hornets last night. The winning streak is now 7, and they trail Atlanta by a half game. More on that in a moment. First, here's Tom Thibodeau in terms of dealing with success. Team has to stay grounded. They are 32-27.
We have to make sure that we don't get lost and we stay focused on what's in front of us.
Here's Reggie Bullock on MSG afterwards. He had 16 points. He says we have a good mindset as a club.
It's our focus. We come in every day. We're not looking at the wins that we're putting together. But at the same time, we just locked in on the defensive end and knowing that we can win every game. We step and put our jerseys on.
And that's what I like. We're focused on the defensive end. Oh, isn't that music to my ears?
I know. And not a lot of teams are, so when they do get to the postseason, they're going to be a little bit of a pest.
They only gave up, so they give up 66 points in the first half, and they really clamped down in the second, giving up just 31. Derrick Rose just bowing to Randall as the difference maker.
When you have a player like that, the hockey assist is always going to be there. But Drew always try to tell him little pieces to always improve his game.
And so we mentioned the fact that they are a half game behind Atlanta. The Hawks remain there because they picked up a win last night over the Magic.
So now the Hawks have it in the lane. Suchon. John goes up and jams with one hand. No mistake on that one. 96-79. Hawks on top. And now the Magic will bring it up and call timeout.
That's Hawks radio. They go to 32-26 as they have one less loss than the Knicks. Trae Young had 25. That was John Collins with the alley-oop there. Atlanta themselves have won 8 of 10. And so then you tell me this. I said to Al during the warm-up show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 on the Fan, prior to Boomer and Geo. Biggest regular season Knicks game since when? Al said since Linsanity. I think you'd have to agree with that, right?
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely. There was never a game after that that had any sort of meaning in the regular season. They've been so terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's yeah, that's an easy one. Yeah, for sure. I mean, and there was a couple this year that have been big, but.
Yeah, but this has a feel to it.
This, of course, and it's a home game. I mean, I'm thinking about what that place would be like if everybody was allowed in the building, but we know that can't happen right now. But yeah, no, it is a huge deal, man, and they're not coming out flat. You know, they know it.
I know it's going to sound crazy, but last night in between one of the periods, Bill Pito was showing some highlights from the Russian Championship KHL series, okay? And it looked like the building was full.
Really?
Yes. To me, it looked like the building was full. I couldn't tell. I don't know if they have any restrictions over there in Russia.
Well, didn't they? Weren't they the first ones with their own vaccine?
That's right, the Putin vaccine.
Supposedly,
they didn't want any of the Russians taking any of the Moderna or Pfizer because it has the mRNA in it. You know, and then therefore Americans can turn out some stupid ass stuff. It's unbelievable. But anyway, it looked like that stadium was full last night.
So you're saying play Knicks Hawks in Russia?
Maybe.
Is that what you're saying?
You probably get a full house.
Okay.
Think the atmosphere might be a little different.
It would be unbelievable tonight, so especially with the stars that both of these teams have.
Mm-hmm. Meantime, the Nets were in New Orleans. We found out last night that James Harden had a setback. Sounds awesome. And Kevin Durant did not play again, but Kyrie Irving did. And boy, did he hit the big shots down the stretch.
Approaching a minute to go. Nets to the ball and a two-point lead. Irving has it now across the midcourt line. Kyrie straight away. Kyrie guarded by Marshall. Moving left. Stins back right, foul line, fadeaway, guard for Kyrie Irving.
And that is Chris Carino with the call on the Fan. Yes, Kyrie went for 32 points, 8 assists, a couple of gorgeous turnaround jumpers, and the Nets wound up beating the Pelicans 134-129 as they move 20 games over 500 to 39-19. Lots of role players picking it up too. Joe Harris had 24, Landry Shamet had 18, Blake Griffin another strong game. Here was Steve Nash, though. Irving just outstanding.
happening.
At the end of the day, he made some really difficult shots. You know, there wasn't a ton of movement on the last three possessions. So tip your hat to your star player who makes the shots.
Yeah, he did. And Irving, in terms of Harden, hoping he does get back.
I think as a team and as one of his teammates, we just want him to be as healthy as possible. The level of play that is needed in the playoffs or on that main stage is totally different than the regular season.
And so we'll see if and when Harden does make it back. But isn't a strain, aren't those small tears? Is that what a strain is?
Man, I don't know. I don't know anymore. So a pull and a strain are two different things?
I always thought so.
Boomer?
I've always felt like a pull is like a complete like tear where maybe a ligament or something rolls up on you.
See, I thought a pull was the least of the worries.
So here, a hamstring strain is when one or more of the muscles gets stretched too far and starts to tear.
Ooh.
So there is some tearage in there.
We do. We've got something torn. All right. Hamstring.
But what sucks about it is it seemed like he was on the road to recovery and was coming back any day. And now square one. All right. Great.
You know what? This team from day one, when they signed Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant 2 years ago, has been on the road to recovery. You have to admit that.
Yeah, and through it all, they're 39-19.
Which is amazing. And, you know, did Stan Van Gundy go off last night?
I haven't gotten to that yet. I don't know the answer.
I wonder if he snapped last night.
I don't know that he did because it would have been everywhere. Yeah. Like it was, you know, two nights ago. Nets do play the Raptors in Tampa tonight. We will have that for you on the Fan. All right, we'll get to some baseball. This game was boring. Oh. But the Yankees do win. They did beat the Braves.
It'll be an 0-1. And the right-hander deals in the dirt. It gets away. Hicks will score. The runners move up. The Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
That's John Sterling. It's a hit. You might as well get lucky. And they did last night. Gio Urshela did have a home run that tied the game in the fifth. But other than that, there was not much in this game. Yankees do win 3-1. They would score their other run later in the inning on a bases-loaded walk. And so a win is a win is a win. Aaron Boone beating the Braves, and that losing streak is over.
It's definitely nice to get it going. Obviously,
I don't know what they got going. Yeah, they were terrible. Unless he's talking strictly about the pitching.
Winning.
Which... you know. I guess, but I mean, they had five hits. They came up so empty in big spots. Whatever. Gio Urshela says, who cares how we won?
Every game is important. Every win is important to get that confidence back and trying to keep the good work the rest of the season.
Yeah, much needed home run there. Jameson Taillon, five innings, and then he and five relievers allowing just six hits themselves. He says for him, the extra work has paid off.
What I was most excited about was just the stuff that I worked on in between the outings, I thought, showed up today.
And so he didn't
get... What's amazing is that the Cubs are the worst hitting team in the majors. The Yankees are the second worst hitting team in the majors. Cubs have a team batting average of 189, and the Yankees have a team batting average of 208.
Yeah, how about that?
It's been brutal. It really.
Can
and watching
get
them,
a hit anywhere?
Well, I guess if you're the Cubs, if you've got J.D. Davis playing, all you got to do is hit the ball to him. So let's get to them.
Who do you think is the best hitting team average wise in Major League Baseball right now?
All right, hold on.
Padres.
I'm going to say no. Let's say the Red Sox.
Yes.
Okay. Good one. Yeah, should have thought of
them. The Red Sox are the leading hitting team, but followed by the Angels, Reds, Nationals, and Dodgers.
The Reds. Wow.
The Reds. The Reds are – but listen to these averages for these teams. The Reds are batting .261, and they are the third best average hitting team in the league.
How about that? Well, I mean, stats. If the team's averaging .350, they should all go to the Hall of Fame.
We talk sports.
You're just pumping out stats, man.
So speaking of not hitting, and yes, there's no question about it that J.D. Davis screwed them last night.
Oh,
So did the home plate umpire. We'll call him John Booby Lipka because he was
Lipka?
I don't know. I just kind of made that up. He certainly had his issues behind the plate. But you also had the Mets. They had their chances, too. Bases loaded, ninth inning, 3-1 game. All right. You've got your big $300 million man at the plate with two outs.
Here is Lindor, 0-for-3 with a walk. Kimbrel from the stretch, bases loaded. First pitch, swing and a bouncing ball to the right side. Rizzo has it. He'll take it to the bag himself, and the ball game is over. The Cubs hold on.
Yeah, put that in the books. You got a strikeout.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Ground out, bases loaded, nothing happens. Ball game over, ball game over. 3-1. Mets fall to the Cubs last night.
Since Boomer's just pumping out stats and we're doing like hardcore baseball talk, I'll give you a hardcore baseball take here.
Good, I like it.
Now, I understand that the first pitch that you get might be the best pitch, the at-bat. But when the bases are loaded and you're Lindor and you've got your reputation of being a great hitter, don't you want to put a little bit of pressure on the pitcher and not just swing at the first pitch?
Especially after you walk two guys.
Yeah, a weak ground out to first base. And I understand the philosophy is, all right, he's going to want to get a ball over after walking a couple of guys. This might be the best pitch. But it still is frustrating when you swing at that first pitch, and, of course, the result is what it is. So there's my hardcore baseball take.
Attaboy.
I think it's what you said. When the result is what it is, it looks bad.
It really does.
Doubt.
Base is loaded, too.
You're not wrong. Absolutely.
Put some pressure on the guy, and Kimbrel stinks these days.
Well, it looks like he swung at a curveball, too.
He was, as they call it, fooled. Taijuan Walker, the loss, 3 runs, 2 hits, 6 walks over 3 2/3. He was ejected as he was walking out. Luis Rojas got ejected later in the game because he wasn't happy with the home plate umpire.
Just repetitions of some pitches that I thought we should have gotten that, you know, were called against us, too.
Yeah, so that's the way that went. Here was Walker not thrilled.
Honestly, I think I was just frustrated with myself. 6 walks in a start is never good, and after that third inning, I just kind of lost the feel for the strike zone.
Oh, he did. He had a lot of pitches in less than 4 innings of work. And so the Mets fall to 7-5. The Cubs go up to 7-9 on the season. Eric Sogard did have an RBI single in the fourth, also scored in that brutal throw by J.D. Davis over to first. Meantime, the Phillies played the Giants. Phillies had a lead. Innings got late. Go to their bullpen. You bring in a reliever.
Oh, boy.
Connor Brogdon. And where are they now? His name is Wilmer Flores, and he's hitting dingers for the Giants.
1-1 pitch. Fastball, there's a swing, and there's a high drive deep into left field. Way back there. Adios, Pelota! A 3-run homer, and everybody's doing it. Second 3-run homer of the inning for the Giants.
Wow.
Off that Philadelphia bullpen.
Jesus.
That's Giants radio. That was the Flores pinch hit 3-run homer, and the Giants wound up winning. They put up 6 runs in the 8th inning, and they beat the Phils 10-7.
I will say, for the Mets last night, their bullpen was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they just need to hit. They haven't done it all year, really.
Neither have the Yankees. God.
No, they haven't. The difference is the Mets are 2 games over 500, whereas the Yankees are still fighting their way back. Ray, how about this? This is amazing to me. So we're talking about teams that can hit and teams that can. The Rays beat the Royals 14-7. Austin, so this is 1-4 in their lineup. Meadows, Arozarena, Wendell, and Lau combined for 11 hits, 5 RBIs, and 7 runs scored. It's amazing. The Rays, they won 14-7. They beat the Royals last night. Xander Bogaerts hit a home run, a 3-run shot. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. Matt Harvey threw 5 innings, and the Orioles beat the Marlins 7-5. And, yes, Harvey did get the win.
He got the win. Good for him.
3 runs over 5, yeah. And the Dodgers, this is classic old-school baseball. This Evan Roberts must have had just a moment with himself because the Dodgers shut out the Mariners 1-0. Any idea how many hits in this game, total for both teams?
I'll guess 3.
Boomer?
I will guess, I think it was 4.
It was 3. 3 hits in the game. That was it. There were a million strikeouts.
Stick my hands down my... Oh.
Corey Seager had an RBI single, and that was it. 1-0. L.A. beat Seattle yesterday afternoon. And former Met Neil Walker announcing his retirement.
One of the best guys I've ever met in sports.
When he was in Pittsburgh.
So nice. And he came here, too, of course.
I know.
For both teams. So, no, that guy is one of the all-timers as far as good guys go. So, good for him.
Big game on the ice last night, although it didn't turn out to be for Boomer's Blue Shirts.
Halfway through the third period, it's a 3-goal lead for the Islanders. As Pageau got it to Green. Beauvillier looking for more. Beauvillier behind his back to Bailey! It's a 4-point.
And that is Brendan Burke.
Shove it, Boomer. Thank you, Jerry.
On MSG, Islanders wound up beating the Rangers 6-1. Big turning point, according to some, is the Matt Martin hit on Jacob Trouba, who left Trouba dazed and confused as he skated off the ice with some help. It was scoreless at that point, and the Islanders just clobbered them from there.
Yeah, every Ranger from that point on was looking over their shoulder. And by the way, your Devils lost last night 7-6.
But it got close, Boomer.
No, I was going to say, it was one of the weirdest games.
They were losing 6-0.
Yeah. I have never heard of a team, and I don't know, I'm sure it's happened, that has scored 6 goals in a period and lost the game.
And
they
third
scored
period,
six third-period goals last night.
And listen to Matt Lachlan and Chico. They got so excited when they almost got all the way back.
Crosby out there for Pittsburgh. Can't control along the near wall. 40 seconds to go. It's a pass out in front. They score!
There we go!
Yegor Sharangovich was in front, and he puts it home with 39.4 to go when it's 7-6.
Hey, listen, when you're 11 games under 500, you might as well have fun. That's more than that, actually, with the overtime
losses.
They
did the same thing to the Rangers, and then the Rangers carried that over into the Islanders. You know, the Rangers would get out to the big lead, and then all of a sudden, Jersey would come back, flying back in the third period, and almost come back and win these games.
I mean, just like Chico. I mean, he's like giddy.
Yeah, I know.
At the end of the
score! One period.
What's that?
6 goals in the third
period. Yeah, I know.
I know. It's
pretty wild.
Insanity.
But they still lose to the Penguins 7-6. Sidney Crosby's goal turned out to be the difference. And Washington football team tight end Jordan Reed announcing his retirement because of lingering issues from multiple concussions.
All right. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Who is on the mound for them tonight? It's Corey Kluber.
Man, he has been brutal so far for them, and that was one of those guys that they took a flyer on, hoping that he could return to former greatness and is not.
You see, like, every team takes flyers on guys and just tries to figure out what's going to happen. Like, you know, it's even like with Michael Wacha for the Mets last year for who's he pitching for this year? The Rays this year. I mean, you never know with these guys. They're all over the place. It's like, I feel like in the starting rotation for almost all of the teams, there's two or three guys that are like projects. And Corey Kluber is one of those projects.
I mean, this guy was one of the best in baseball.
He was, no question.
But, I mean, so if you think about the Mets last year with Porcello and Wacha, they took flyers on those guys. Neither one of them really worked out. So, I mean, it's still early for Kluber, but, I mean, it felt like one of those things that wasn't going to work out when he was signed. It just...
Eventually, he's either got to... He's got to perform, or Brian Cashman's going to have to do something here.
Another retirement, the second retirement of the season. Jake Bruce and then Corey Kluber after that. You know, I've got a problem that I just...
You have a problem?
I do. I need to address this. I can't take my eyes off the head of Billy Jocalone. So for those of you who might have missed the show where we were joking around about tasing him for $1,000... So we were having fun. We were messing around. We're saying we're going to tase Billy Jocalone. We're going to light him up for $1,000 on the day that our CEO was ringing in the bell at the New York Stock Exchange.
I kind of felt like it got up to $4,000 somehow.
It did. It was pepper spray, and then
we were going to electrocute.
Yeah, double electrocution and pepper spray.
Right, for $4,000. Yeah.
So we had him in here, and we were having some fun, whatever. But in the course of that conversation, one of your friends said... That Billy Jocalone has got a head tattoo.
Yes.
He's got a hairline tattoo. And then ever since then, that's all I can look at. So that day, I stared at his head, and I was just locked in on it. And now when I pass him, because we pass him in the CBS Sports Radio newsroom every morning, and I say, hello, hey, Billy. And then even after the show, he's sitting in that same seat, and I say, hey, Billy, have a good day. I'm staring at his head. Now, the problem is, he knows it now, because what happens is...
Does he, like, confirm that to you, that he knows that you're looking at him because you're fixated on his tattoo on his head?
It's one of these things. So, like, when I'm looking at him, I'm not looking at his eyes, and then I'm staring at his head, and then I look down at his eyes, and then he's looking at me like... He doesn't say anything, but sort of like he's looking at my head.
He knows? Do you think you need to have a conversation with him?
I do. It's gotten to that point, because I did, and I can't... It's one of those things I can't... You know, somebody might have a lazy eye and you're staring at the lazy eye all the time.
Or somebody has a sty in their eye.
Something like that.
Or if somebody just had like a facial done and they had like their skin ripped off their face and you can't help but look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staring at it. I can't get away from it.
I understand.
And here's the thing. I'm not staring at it because it's some sort of horrible thing. I'm staring at it because it looks so real and I can't get over it. The man's got a hairline tattoo on his head that looks so real that I'm just obsessed with it. I'm like, how is that not real hair?
Yeah, that's why I think you should do it, Al.
It's so good. Gio asked me if I find myself staring at it. It's so good I had forgotten that it's a tattoo.
I know, so that's why you should get one.
But I hear now he's wearing a hat out there.
Oh, is he now?
He was not, so he must have...
I really think there's an issue here.
Yeah, there is. Because I said, hey, this is what I'm doing. Hey, Billy.
Hey. Kind of giving the look and all
Yeah,
that.
I'm looking up, like right over his eyes.
And, you know, and let's face it, for the last 8 months, you've had a fixation with your own hair.
I have, yeah.
So maybe this is something that is happening to you over time. Do you look at Gina's hair that way, Sabrina's hair that
no,
way?
I don't. No, I don't. No.
Anybody else's head? Do you look at my head that way?
No, I don't. No. No, it's really a compliment.
How about Eddie's hair?
Well, no, I mean, I'm used to Eddie's hair.
Okay.
He has real long hair and big ponytail and everything else. I'm used to that.
I tend to look at Jerry's eyebrows that way.
You do?
Yeah.
But you've probably gotten used to that at this point, too. They're real and they're
bushy.
They're thick, yes. But
thick some bitch.
Yeah, big thick some bitch eyebrows. But with Jocalone, I can't get over how real it is.
So, all right, so what do we do about this? Because I don't think you need to have any more awkward encounters with him.
Yeah, I know. And I already had an awkward encounter with him. This is the second time. Prior to his hair tattoo, I would always ask him about the Nets in the morning, and then he would just answer me before I asked the question. I'm like, oh, no, I'm that guy now who is just says the same thing every morning to the guy. So then I had to adjust that, and now I'm in a spot with him where I'm just staring at his head all the time.
So do we put it to bed here live, or do you do it outside in the newsroom?
I would do it here live. Or maybe it's just one of those guys where you just can't have any interaction at all with him. You just ignore him.
What time does he get off?
What time does he leave here?
Yeah.
I think it's around, I mean, he gets here very early, does the sports minutes. I think maybe around noon?
11.
11? Okay.
All right. Well, I think that, first of all, I think you have to ask him if he's okay to discuss this live. Because this obviously is a problem for you because you're feeling it. So then you sense that he's feeling what you're feeling.
And he's obviously feeling it now because he's got a hat on,
right?
You forced the poor kid to, you spent all the money on a tattoo. Now he's got a hat.
Yeah, but it looks good.
It does.
That's
obviously
why I'm staring at it. I think we need to just see if he can come in here, Al. I just get this over with now.
So, like, Al is letting his hair grow out a little bit right now, so it kind of looks like Billy Jack Alone's head.
That's just laziness on my part.
Yeah, but your head looks like his head now, but except for the top of your head.
Well, that's the thing. Jack Alone didn't like that look of the
male pattern, yeah.
Baldness.
Right.
He liked the full head of hair. So he's got a full head of hair now. But he doesn't have a full head of hair.
No,
it's a tattoo.
It's a tattoo.
God. It's blowing my mind, Boomer.
See, you and I would have never even thought about that.
No. And that's how good it is. But that is the result. Here, I think this is how I'm going to resolve this. I'm going to let him know that.
How much you love him?
How good it looks. I'm going to continue to reinforce that.
But does that mean you're still going to awkwardly look at it when you see it?
I'm just probably because I'm drawn.
It would be kind of like when you stare at a very beautiful or handsome person.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm drawn
that kind
to
of thing.
I'm drawn to it. So what I'm going to tell him is, listen, when you see me staring at your head, just know I'm admiring it. I'm not looking at it thinking that it's weird or anything. I'm not trying to make you feel self-conscious.
It's like what Seinfeld said about cleavage. You glance, you look, and you move on.
Yeah.
It's hard to just glance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. But he's going to be saying eyes down instead of eyes up to you.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm locking in on this. And he's catching me. That's the thing.
Not only does he have a hat on, he put his hood up as well.
He put his hood up now, too?
Yeah. He was editing something he said he'd be in as soon as he's done with that.
Man, look at him dedicated to his job.
He is dedicated to his job. Did you tell him why we needed to
talk to him? I said Gio's having an issue with the, I just went like this, like I pointed at my head.
Yeah.
The whole hair situation. Okay.
It's not his issue, it's my issue. I need him to know
this. Yeah, I said Gio's having an issue with the whole
It's so
hair
good.
Situation.
It's so good.
It is really good.
And it only cost $900, he said. How
I
is that possible?
Al, I'll buy that for you.
I actually think it's more maintenance because his hair is growing in and you got to shave it anyway. If you could tell me you could do that and I would never have to shave my head again, no more maintenance, I would consider it.
But you see, but the difference is like his tattoo comes over his entire head. You have nothing on the top of your head.
Yeah, and for people who haven't seen
this. You just
have
this, like the side stuff.
Right, yeah. The male pattern, baldness, classic situation. But for the people who haven't seen this head tattoo, if anybody's confused, it's not like he got a design on his head. He's got a hair tattoo, and it looks like hair.
Well, just to make it more awkward, when he comes in, take a picture of it and tweet it out.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Well, just take a picture on your phone, and you can look at it all day long.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I'm going to be showing that to everybody.
And maybe if you do that, it'll quench your desire to look at it. And then when you see him, you won't awkwardly look at him.
Yeah, and then I could zoom in without him knowing and stuff.
Yeah.
Just take a look and try to just whatever, fulfill whatever emptiness that I'm having with this or whatever thing that I need to stare at. All right, so what we'll do is he's obviously working hard, this Billy Jack Alone. So he actually does something out there other than sit there and then get ogled at. So we'll take a quick
break. There's only one person. It's you.
There's got to be others. There has to be. There has to be others. I mean, you hadn't thought about this? I haven't stopped thinking about it.
No, I haven't. I haven't even, you know, once we were done with that segment, I was done with it.
Really? This hadn't
pretty
come
much,
back to you?
Pretty much the way I handle everything around here. Yes. What's that, Al?
I said, I think it really gives him confidence, though, too, because, like, I'm Facebook friends with him. His Facebook profile is, like,
oh, yeah.
Boom.
Confident.
Yeah.
It's a really confident picture.
Yeah. Like, hey, look. And I don't know if it was like that all the time, but after he got that hair tattoo.
He's single.
Yes.
it ain't helping.
Well, who knows? Well, we don't know.
Yeah, he hasn't had a chance, really, in these weird times. Why not?
How does that work? What do people do? They say, hey, you know, with their Tinder dates and stuff.
Are
did
you
get vaccinated? Did you get tested? That's probably what they do.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe you get a rapid test or something before you hook up. I don't know.
Yeah, rapid
fully
test.
Fully vaccinated hair tattoo.
Yeah. Vaxxed and waxed. Ready to go. That's the line I've been seeing. Hashtag vaxxed and waxed. For summer 2021.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.